We are getting ready for the Fall Remodelers Home Tour with the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor, lovingly known as Bragg Ann Arbor. Pete Nowakowski, the Marketing and Communications Director for Bragg Ann Arbor. Great event coming up this weekend.
Yes, Saturday and Sunday, 11 to 5. We have 9 homes, September 21st and 22nd. It is $10 gets you into all the homes for both days.
I want to mention that's cash or check only, right?
Yes, okay. The homes. Yep, you can pick up a program. You can meet the people behind the projects. Really interesting.
Well, for those of you that are contemplating updating your own homes, this is a great way to see it in the process and see exactly how you can go about doing this and meeting the people that are actually making it happen, the experts in our community.
Yeah, we have a couple here today, and we do have the projects up on our website at braggannarbor.com, so you can see a lot of it, but some of them we're still working on. Right down to the wire.
I know, so you have to wait to see it in person. This kitchen and mudroom remodel is located on Ann Arbor's northeast side. It features a beautiful tile backsplash, Motawi tile, of course, Motawi here in Ann Arbor, and a beautiful transformation throughout. The people behind it are from Alpha Design and Build. We welcome in designer Mary Hamp and project manager Ken Sexton. And this is a beautiful project because when I look at the before picture of the kitchen of this house to what you've streamlined it to, I'm telling you, Mary, it's just an unbelievable transformation.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It's a family of 4, 2 young boys, and she works for Google, so she's pretty hip, modern. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she still has this classic taste, and she grew up in, like, Grosse Pointe, and she wanted to keep that feeling in her house, hence the Motawi tile. But yet she still has this modern taste that she wanted these slab doors.
Boy, she sounds
clean
a lot
lines.
Like me because I'm in that in-between stage, too. I didn't go full-blown into modern, but I kind of left behind some of what I grew up with.
Right.
But so you accumulate those items and you want to work them into your home still. So.
Yeah. Tried to talk her out of the 6-panel doors, but she still was like, no, I still got to have that. This is just my house.
And it's a great example of how Alpha Design and Build is able to do that, to work with a client and what they want.
Right, exactly. I don't like to push people into things, so I like to try and incorporate so that they both flow together.
You're my kind of designer. Yeah.
So you walk in her mud room, and it's totally modern. We use like a faux, textured faux wood cabinet there, and we use cherry cabinets in their kitchen.
The cherry cabinets are divine.
Yeah, they are.
You've stained them a really dark stain.
Mm-hmm. It's called soy, so it looks just like soy sauce.
And you say the cabinets are really smooth?
They are. They are. Just like a baby's butt.
Oh my goodness. Beautiful.
Yeah, they're beautiful cabinets.
Ken, talk about this project in its totality, what this was like for Alpha to do.
Well, this project, when we first took it on, we knew there were some challenges to face, but Mary spent quite a bit of time with the client going over exactly what they wanted. And once Mary came up with a beautiful design, I brought my team in to execute it. And I've got to tell you, my lead carpenter, Cy, there. And then I've got Philip, Dan, and Frank right behind him. And I just got a bunch of wonderful, I got a team there that's just amazing. And they pull this off, and we were there to give this client exactly what they want, and through the whole process had great communication with the client. And fortunately, with this project, they were able to go out of town for a period of time, and that gave us the open house to get right in there and bust this thing out.
I was going to ask, though, could someone actually live in their home if they were doing a kitchen mudroom remodel?
Oh, absolutely. When somebody's doing a kitchen remodel, what we usually do is we help them set up a little kitchenette elsewhere in the house so they don't have to go out to dinner every night. Mm-hmm. And then that way we'll move the fridge and set up a microwave and a hot plate and so on for them.
It's like camping.
Yeah. And in the summer months, they can go outside and grill.
Right.
But, yeah, we help them set up in a different area, and it works out great. Mm-hmm. And we visqueen off the areas that we're actually working in so we can help maintain the dust to these areas. And they can still use the rest of their home.
A couple of things you did on design that I thought were really clever. First of all, to get more room in the kitchen, I understand that you enlarged the kitchen window, which I love because we're always standing in front of the sink and the window there. You want to see the outside world. But you did that by taking away some of the
door wall.
Yeah,
the sliding door.
Leading outside.
Yeah, they had a huge, massive door wall in there, which didn't make a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. So we shrunk that down, kept it basically in the same spot, and then, like you said, made that kitchen window larger, which it was small to begin with, and it was set up really high. So on the outside, Ken's team, or our carpenter team, had challenge of matching brick and stuff on the back of the house. So we did a lot of outside work on top of that.
That is hard to do, especially if the brick dates back a few years.
Yeah. Well, and it did. Yeah. The brick was actually discontinued. So what we did is take some samples of the brick they had, we ended up going to three or four brick yards to find what we needed, and brought it together. And after we installed it and did our, what we call an acid wash on the brick, you stand back and it just all blends beautiful.
You can't tell. Huh?
Yeah, you can't tell.
You can't.
And it worked out just
amazing.
Beautiful.
So how did you actually get room to put a mudroom in, though?
Well, it actually was a closet, two closets, and like a laundry chute area. And we just opened it all up. But so it's kind of a hallway mudroom, we're calling it. So, you know, bench, storage for their kids. She anticipates them being in band and sports. So lots of cubby holes and hooks for backpacks. And
nice when you can put all that stuff in one area right when you walk in.
Yeah, and it did. I mean, the closets were a pretty good size and just full of coats and stuff. But, you know, she'll have to figure out where she's putting it all now. But it opened it up so that, you know, all four of them walking at the door same time, they'll be able to move around a little bit easier.
And I'm sure this resonates with our listeners who are thinking, oh, they just described my house with, And so there is a way to organize these things. You just have to have a good design.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Exactly.
In any project, you need to start with a good design. Without a good design, you don't have a good end finished product. Mm-hmm. And what we want our clients to know is when they're going through the design, our designers will help them, give them exactly what they're looking for. So at night, when they're laying there and they're wondering, am I going to get this and get that? The designer has already thought about that and put it into play so they get exactly what they want. And Mary and Cheryl from our design team has just done some beautiful jobs, and they're just wonderful to work with. And
your construction crew, they work for Alpha?
Yes.
Oh.
Our carpenters, I have four lead carpenters that are on our payroll. And
that makes a difference, too, because sometimes when you have a company you're working with and if they're hiring outside crews, you don't always get the same level of detail that you do when they're working for the company.
Right. And that's what Alpha prides themselves on is in each home that we go into, we want the family to be very satisfied with what they get, be very happy. And my carpenters are just they're just phenomenal carpenters. They are into detail. They, if it doesn't come out right, I've seen them pull things apart and redo it to make it right.
Nice.
And so when we leave this home, we want these families to be very satisfied. We're not in there just to get another project.
Mm-hmm.
We're in there to give them the best and make friends with them. And so when we leave, we shake hands. And when they're ready for the next project, they call us on.
Well, I know that Alpha Design and Build has been involved with some really creative work here in our community. I love your work. Ken Sexton, project manager, and Mary Hamp, designer. And you can see this latest home of theirs. It is on Bardstown on Ann Arbor's northeast side. And it's one of nine that are on the Fall Remodelers Home Tour that is sponsored by the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor. So you can go into any one of the nine homes to start. That's where you can get your ticket at any of the homes, Pete Nowakowski?
That's right. Yep. Just show up any home you want to start at. You don't have to go and order anything. just it's a nice way to spend the weekend, explore a few neighborhoods, and yeah, get inspiration for your projects.
And all of the homes are listed at BragAnnArbor.com, so they've got a map to the homes. This one is 1375 Bardstown Trail, and more details, you can see some of the photos, but you know, the photos don't always do it justice. You've got to stand and actually look at the work to understand what went into this. And remodeling's hard. I mean, it takes time and talent. And,
sure.
And you guys have done a beautiful job with this project. The before and after picture. I mean, this house dates back to, what, 1970s maybe? Or
yeah, it's in the late 70s. Yeah. And I still think this house should be in a magazine.
Yeah, it looks like
it. Beautiful.
Yeah, gorgeous work. She wanted streamlined, but still wanted some of that
traditional
that she was grew up with.
Yeah.
Well, you've done a great job of blending both in there. That's a hard thing to do.
It is a hard thing to do sometimes.
Yeah. What are the hours of the tour, Pete?
It's open 11 to 5, both Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday this weekend. Well, have a great time. I know a lot of people are going through these homes. And you guys are going to be there talking with people.
Absolutely.
And describing your project so they can get a sense of how you might be able to help them as well.
Yep.
Wonderful. Great to meet you. Thank you. Yeah, tell me a little bit, though, real quickly about your background, Mary.
Well, actually, I've been in the construction business for over 30 years. I started at a local plumbing wholesale company and D&C Supply, and then Ferguson bought.
Oh, yeah.
But I did kitchen cabinetry back in the early 90s, late 80s, and then we kind of got out of it there. But I've been tied to this construction business for a long time. And then I was laid off, and I got my design degree.
Oh.
And then worked at a couple other places and found Alpha, and this has really been a great place to end up at.
And how about you, Ken?
Yeah, I've been in the building construction for over 25 years. Started building brand new homes. done it for over 16 years. We started with the $250,000 homes up to the $1.5 million homes. And then when the economy kind of changed about 10 years ago, I moved over into the remodel and enjoyed it ever since. Mm-hmm. It's a little more challenging than building brand new, mm-hmm. but the people that we run into, I just enjoy just spending time with them and going over their projects and seeing the end result and how they look at their projects, and just to make people happy, it's just gratifying.
And it's hard for some people to envision what their home could look like, and that's where the creative people at Alpha come in to actually show them how that can actually be a transformation that the family is going to love and enjoy for many years to come.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. I hope everyone gets out to see the tour this weekend, Fall Remodelers Home Tour. And our thanks to Alpha Design and Build's Mary Hamp. She's a designer, and Ken Sexton, the project manager, and Pete Nowakowski, who is with the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor. Visit BragAnnArbor.com. You can also check out Alpha's website. It is alphadesignbuild.com, alphadesignbuild.com. Thank you, one and all.
Thank you.
Have a great tour this weekend.
Thank you.
I'm Lucy Ann Lance, and this is Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.